Because of recording issues, this is the first episode we were able to dedicate to Atmar Angles. You know why.
Hello, and welcome to Condensed History Gems. I'm Gem Deduchu, and this is a Fast Five. Doesn't really matter when you're listening to it, just a little bite-sized piece of history. And I can already see the title of this one, as I'm saying it now only about 25 seconds in. This is about the smell of history. Sorry, I couldn't even keep a straight face. The smell of history. You see, well, for the record, we actually have more than five senses when people talk about the sixth sense. Actually, apart from touch, taste, smell, etc., there are things like pressure, for example, on your body. You know, if you're going deeper into the sea or if you're up a mountain or something, you can feel a change of pressure in your body. And that's a sense that isn't connected to touch or taste or other ones. So, yes, we actually have more than the five senses. There you go. You're more special than you thought you were. But when it comes to history, as we said a while ago in the History of Comedy podcast, when you read all these chronicles and things like that, the past can look like a humorless place. But if you look around, you will find silliness because, do you know what? Human beings are human beings. They're like a good laugh, basically. But the other thing that doesn't tend to get mentioned a lot is the smells of history. And what does Gem mean? And yes, of course, we can go back to the comedy of history, if you want to with that. But a human being's experience mixes up all these different senses. And I think it's worth mentioning that when there are references, for example, to the smells of incense, we know because the formulas have been passed down generation to generation, we know what a lot of these incense smells smell like. And for example, if we go to Jesus and the story of the three wise men handing out the three gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh, well, myrrh is actually has a smell to it, a very distinct smell. It's a very expensive gift. So smell is super important in history, and I would argue one of the most evocative senses we have is smell. There's certain smells take you back to a moment in time, and some smells are particularly nice. You know, the smell of freshly baked bread, everybody agrees that's a good one. Freshly ground coffee, well, Henry VIII wouldn't know what that smelt like because coffee wasn't really a thing in Tudor England, but as things have evolved, we've now liked the smell of coffee. Bizarrely, we also tend to quite like the smell of petrol, or gas if you're American. Please, if you're one of those people, and I am, you'll be pleased to hear that does not make you some kind of pyromaniac. It's actually quite a common, nice smell. Another little fact for you is that smell of gas, as in the gas that you would get out of a cooker or something like that. Natural gas has no smell. That smell has been added so that you can smell in the event of there being a leak of a gas pipe in your house. Little fact there. So, yeah, there are definitely smells in history. When we describe battles, it's always visually. You could argue that we need to do better jobs with sound as well, but the smell of a battle or a city. Yeah, people talk about how disgusting some of the smells were. Obviously, plague-ridden London in 1348 must have smelt revolting. What's interesting is recently I was in Florence and I was on the Ponte Vecchio. This is the bridge that actually has buildings on it. And up until the early 1500s, it was a place where you would buy fish and meat. But because the Medicis had a secret passageway that led above it, they found the smell so disgusting. The locals were obviously immune to them, but these rich people did not like those smells getting into their noses. So round about 1510, it was banned from being used as a meat market. And instead, ever since then and to this day, they sell jewelry there. So there you go. Lots of little facts and facts about smell. Something as simple as smell has an important part of our understanding of the past. So with that, I leave you, as always, a longer podcast on Tuesdays. Thank you for listening.